Well, hello everyone, EK the Writing Elk here again with yet another episode of the story, the backsliding story. Come gather around, my children, join in as we try to dish out some food for your thoughts and water for your mind, or maybe just a little something for you to stick around right there where you already are and continue to walk with the blind, like some folks have been known to be doing, like all of the times. Or maybe we could tickle your funny bone so that you can laugh until you pop out from behind. Yeah man, maybe we could do that one. As for me, I've got a little something to say to you and me, yes, to us as a people. And you had better listen up. Yes, man. I intend to come and find you where you are and bring you into the conversation, kicking and screaming if needs be. Yes, man. Well, why not avoid that hassle? Why not make it a habit to hop on over to Inky I Talk, Storytellers Podcast, and check it out? You'll see. Backsliding is the detailed account of how one man was to get kicked out of the Black Christian Church. And for what? Bring your best here and come. Come join us for yet another episode of the story. A story called Backsliding. Chicken soup from heaven for what ails a people. But first, here's a message from our sponsor. Hey, well, it's here, my friends. It's here. Poetic Justice, Cold, a collection of short stories and poems of the times by Montreal's Jamaican-born author and poet E. Lloyd Kelly. It popped out of the press on February 8, 2021 to drop Boodoom on Amazon Kindle. Go order your copy of the book. Poetic Justice, Cold. It comes in ebook and paperback format and is now available on Amazon. Order it now on Amazon Kindle and be among the first to receive your copy of this whale of a page turner, turning the pages. Poetic Justice, Cold, a collection of short stories and poems of the times. It's here, folks. Read what the critics are saying about this book. And be sure to have your say too. Leave us a review. This is what poetic justice looks like. Poetic Justice, Cold. Hit the link in the prescriptions below to order your copy of Poetic Justice, Cold. Go get it now. Now, here's today's episode of the story, the backsliding story. Today we bring you chapter 17 of the story. Chapter 17, Cosigner, the Debt Trap. Cosigner, the Debt Trap. This is chapter 17b, and it goes something like this. By the same token, if your friend comes to you and asks you for some funds, money, let's say, to put fuel in the car in order to go out and get things done today, like to get to work and so on, by all means, don't let the person go away or not be able to leave and go away from your door or anywhere else. That would be just because there is no fuel in the car whatsoever to go anywhere. Don't let him leave without the money or the fuel, whichever one you can, and the duel, unless you yourself absolutely cannot find it to give him, yeah, that man. However, if that said person should come back to you 2, 3, or 4 times more asking that very same favor of you and at your door, don't give in. Don't give it to him. Let him go and learn how to manage his affair correctly to the win. And you yourself, you too need to go and learn some things like how to say no. That is, before the community loses both of you down below the abyss. The easy rider who will not learn how to be a man or woman will not spare or deny himself anything, be it a great or small plan, no matter how foolish and unnecessary it is, leaving his hand because he knows where to go for help every time. Also, the bleeding heart do-gooder, he who will not save himself and those who really needed to be saved by him or her, like his own family, for instance, his own seed even. He needs to go and learn some things too. It is him who they, his spouse, and children are looking to and depending on in the house to save them against the evil day coming on down, which is bound to come sooner or later. Better sooner than later. But if he gives in to the con man all the time, be it this one sitting right here on the mime, or the other contrite person over there to find, if he continues along that line unabated, it won't be long before he too, even you, won't have the wherewithal to help anybody at all, as he did. Not even your own newborn baby in the crib. Take it from this fool. He who knows nothing that could be learned in school. He's been there and done that too. Too many times. On either side of the ledger here too. No denying. Thank yous are in order to you again, my friends. You who have been there for me in those my greatest hours of needs, which were many. It's not that I have crossed over and won't see those days again and any. No, not at all. I just decided to approach it all differently and to test the strength of that wild beast in front of me. Just to see what metals he's made of, probably. Won't be taking the easy route out anymore because I have learned that that road sure is not easy for either of us. But consider this. If the friend or brother whom you had helped out last week by putting fuel in the car was the same one whom you had helped in like manner the week before, now he's coming again this week to ask for more, like the same favor of you and at your door. What is there to suggest that he won't be coming again next week? And then, when the big ticket item comes up, like not the gas this time, but the car or the bus, guess who he will be running to first and foremost? Yep, the same old fool. The same person from whom he already knows that he can get what he had set out to get, with neither regrets nor long-term debts to pay back anyway. Will you now obey what I have to say? Don't say nay. Whatever you do or don't do this, please. How did we get to this though? How is it that you have allowed yourself to be talked and taught into a situation like this, where you are now oh so vulnerable? Your very existence is now dependent upon the grace and the favor of the other man and the terrible. It was probably when you started listening to them and looking over the fence. That was when we, you, him, and me, that was probably when we had stopped doing our kinds of things. Stop acting in ways like that of our foreparents, your foreparents and mine. The ways they had acted for thousands upon thousands of years on their side of the fence, divine. which had managed to bring you and me and them, yes, our own children. It was that, those things which had managed to bring us thus far. Did we ever think of using the rear view mirrors in our cars? Do we as a people ever turn around and look behind us? If you have, do you like what you now see? I mean, do you really like what you see? I sure don't. So, you cry for help, but none was to be forthcoming. So you run to your brother or sister, the one whom you have taken on in recent times, in the place of your real brothers and sisters and mother and father too. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot. There are not many of those types left around these parts of the lot. No, not for you. None of the father types, not many of them are floating around in this group. I wonder why. Could it be that those are, or should be, cut from a different cloth, like me? Have different ways of looking at things by nature and in thoughts? Or at least, if they don't, they probably should. But they may also have a way of rubbing the supplanters the wrong way. The fakers, someone else might say. So, if and when they do come, the men type, if they do come at all to your churches, for instance, they don't usually stay, not for long anyway. It could even be because they, the men, the real men types, the father types, they probably are supposed to be able to see and think things through, even twice, think differently than others do. Even me and you, not like the others, such as the supplanters, you and your women do, amongst others. Is there someone somewhere with a vested interest in keeping the men out of the lives of the children, out of the families of a certain kind of people? Our people, mostly. Am I even allowed to ask? Those other family members, though, are all that you seem to care about over there. Oh, I'm out of here. That's it, my friends. Thank you for lending me your ear chime again. Come join us next time when we shall bring you yet another episode of the story, the backsliding story. Until then, remember this. Don't you ever hug a black brother? You already know that. This is wrong. Who said so? 'Twas the man. Don't forget to trust and obey him. Yes, that man. Always and fully. Yes, trust him. But don't you ever say those words to a black brother either. Things like, brother, I love you. That's the wrongest of thing that you could ever do. No, go to church and go pray for the remission of your sins. Or else what? You most definitely won't be going, you know, to that place. What's it called again? Heaven, I think. Or some such other fabulous thing. Oh no, not to drink. Just saying. Do remember though. Remember to like this page. Share it too. Subscribe and follow us on the Inky Eye Talk podcast. Follow us wherever you get your podcast, like on your podcast app such as Spotify or Google or whatever application you are listening to us on. Something is always happening here on Inky Eye Talk, where it's inky, it's sticky, can sometimes get pretty sticky. But until next time, I remain your very best of friend, EK, the writing elk, and I am out. Just here writing love letters to my beloved black brothers. I thank you. Go ahead, browse through the pads and the Inky Vine for more great contents all the time. The relevant links to those we featured are in the description below. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button and show the vine some love. And I'm out.